Of course, it was totally frustrating, and especially seeing kids growing up in those circumstances, having no chances to escape. Toyota was kind of the tip of the iceberg of darkness to be discovered in Russia, I guess, for me. It's not HIV and drugs that pop into my mind first when we think about Russia, is it? In places like Toyota, it's just nobody really cares. So they're basically left to deal with by themselves. And there's a very high rate of joblessness. And every eighth 30-year-old male in Toyota is HIV positive. It's kind of made me a bit proud too of the people that started questioning Putin and the government, because I think the time now, like since 5 years, it started that people actually are questioning the government and actually start talking bad about the government, talking bad about Putin, feeling left alone. Imagine living in a country like that where everybody would be happier if they were dead.